democracy. That's the form of government that he chose. Democracy wasn't even created. Theocracy. In other words, I'm God and you're my subjects. That's how it works. I'm king and I give out the law and you obey the law.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Mosaic Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 6.
Now, if you just obey me and keep my covenant, and out of all nations, you will be my treasured possessions. Although the whole earth is mine, I choose you. I want to zero in on this because there are people here that don't understand that God loves everybody, right? But he chose you. He loves everybody. Let me just hit this. I got to come against the spirit of rejection in the name of the Lord. I feel it. Some of us are so scarred with rejection right now. It's hard for us to open ourselves up. Every time we come into a ministry or every time we meet, we're already projecting an issue to come. We're really guarded. I come against the spirit of rejection because you haven't been preferred. And even though I'm preaching truth to you, it's hard for you to grasp it. Because rejection, man, is nasty. Rejection is close to jealousy because the reason why people reject you is because they're a little jealous of you. They see the way you walk. They see the way you walk. You got that little strut. And when they look at the way you walk, they know they don't have it, right? So they got to act up. If I don't shackle her down, she may take over. If I don't marginalize him, he may be the one in charge. Glory to God. Touch your name and say, you can't stop me now. That's right, you can't stop me now. You can't stop me now. You know why? Because he put favor on me. You rejected me, but he still say, yeah, I got my hand on her. I've got my hand on him. And I'm going to do things in them that you never thought would happen. I'm calling them forth in the name of the Lord. And I'm coming against that spirit of rejection. Even from your youth. You don't have to lay down with dogs to be accepted. Jesus said, I accept you. And let me tell you something about this ministry. Anybody that's rejecting new people is out of sync with leadership here. You've got to open yourself up to the new. You've got to open up yourself to the new. Anybody that's rejecting new people in this ministry today is out of sync with God. God is carrying his people on eagle's wings if you just obey me. I love all nations. All of them are mine, but you are my treasured possession. Not only for the nation of Israel, but for the church. Can somebody say amen? Glory to God. Jesus. And so what was the purpose of the Mosaic Covenant? Well, God had already chosen. He'd already chosen people because of the promise he gave to Abraham. I'm going to bless your descendants. But the covenant with Moses really established the nation as a holy kingdom of priests. He'd already showed Abraham that I'm going to bless you with descendants. So they were already blessed, even the seed of the woman who was coming through the line of Abraham, right? As I shared this morning, we got to understand the Abrahamic covenant because it's tied to faith. Once faith is involved, it transcends nations and people. It's to whoever. And I think I shared with our church in Romans chapter 4, therefore it is, verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end that the promise may be sure to all the seed, not only to those who got the law of Moses, but to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Man, they're working with me. And let me tell you something about memorizing scripture. When I was 25 years old, I asked the Lord to help me. He said, memorize me. Memorize you. Memorize scripture. I said, how? He said, write them on 3x5 cards and you keep confessing it until you remember it. So if you think that I'm supernatural, he is moving in me. But to do this, it took effort. And for 10 years, he took sports out of me. Now listen to me. I had an uncle who passed away, became a paraplegic. His name was Saul. But he is my father's younger brother. But before he died, he was like very keen on sports. He could have been a newscaster. He knew all of the stats of all of the players. And I used to listen to him talk, and I became the same way. I got my own little limp too. I got my own little limp. But I don't let it bother me. Y'all understand? How many of you know you can turn your limp into some swag? You can turn it into swag. You don't have to sit there and let your stuff mess you up. You can turn it, glory to God. But I was one of those kind of guys. Just like I learned verses, I knew stats. So Emmett Smith, I knew what he did, where he went to school, what was going on in his life. And I could project what he's going to do in the next game. And all of a sudden, God took that away from me. I had no desire for it. And just like a female lion hadn't eaten in a week and a baby goat comes out of the woods. My focus, that lion's focus is on that goat. I don't care what's going on as she starts crawling toward it. Because her focus is there. She hadn't eaten. She's driven by it. And that's how God moved with me as it relates to scripture. Everything else went out of my life. And I just absorbed, like absorbing the word, and it lasted for 10 years. Y'all understand? And he just downloaded into me, just downloaded word. And that's why I can quote Romans chapter 4 and verse 16 all the way to the end of the chapter, because that's what I put in me. And now he causes it to come back. He causes it to rise up. And if you ever want it to pump up, you got to pump it in. Now, you can quote every rap star around and every secular song, but you can't memorize one verse. You know what? You just haven't applied yourself. Write it on a 3x5 card and keep reading it every morning. After a while, it will stick with you. Then you'll start dreaming the word. Come on, I'm talking about discipleship. You'll start to dream in the word. In other words, you'll be asleep and the word will be coming to you. And I'm preaching, man. Ooh, I love the way Bishop quotes scriptures. Well, it didn't just happen. So God already loved Abraham and he loved his descendants. But now he's about to scoop out a nation that they will become a nation of priests unto him. Glory to God. That's why the covenant is so important, because he wants a nation of priests. The problem is the nation, the Levitical priesthood, is subservient to the Melchizedek priesthood. People missed it because you didn't see what God did with Abraham and how Melchizedek showed up and there was a relationship. And then Abraham gave a tenth of all to Melchizedek. They think the tithe started with law and with the Mosaic covenant, but it didn't. It started with Abraham. Glory to God. And that's why you got church people like to talk. I ain't about the tithe. I'm just not about the tithe. Tithe had nothing to do with law. God saw Abraham give and said Levi is a giver, even though Levi hadn't been born yet. In other words, if you're the father and you start giving, God can pronounce that your son, your son's son, your son's 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 son, your daughter, your daughter's daughter, your daughter, 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 all the way down will be givers as well, will be givers as well, will be givers as well. And the blessings of the Lord will overtake them. While you trying to figure out and you talking about what you won't do, you're messing up a whole line. So God scoops out a nation. That nation is called Jacob, whose name is changed to Israel. It could have been the nation called Jacob, but he changed his name. And why would he keep that? Even here when he's cutting covenant, I want you to speak to Jacob. Why does he say Jacob? He had already changed his name. These people never saw Jacob. They're the descendants of Jacob. But he wanted you to know that God selects people who are flawed. I used to like this song. You don't have to be a star, baby, to be in my show. Some people need stars in their life. The finest of the fine, the most beautiful ever. You don't have to be a star to be with Jesus. God will take ordinary people and make them extraordinary. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I appreciate somebody went and printed out my message, but I need it in font 16. Font 18. But I appreciate your effort, whoever it was. Can you help me? So God is about cutting covenant with a nation of people. Glory to God. Israel was a theocracy, a nation that was ruled by God. A theocracy. That's the form of government that he chose. Democracy wasn't even created. Theocracy. In other words, I'm God and you're my subjects. That's how it works. I'm king and I give out the law and you obey the law. That's the first form of godly government. Now we know when man enters into that, he corrupts it. That's why you can see a theocracy, a type. They say it's democracy, but Putin is not a democracy. He's more like a theocratic leader. One man can say, I'm taking a nation. It's amazing to me why we're sitting back complacent in America. With bombs bursting, tearing down whole cities with one man's decision. One man say, I want Ukraine. I want its capitals. I want cities that have 500,000 people. I want cities that have several million as my own. I want their oil wells. I want their women and their children. And if I can't have them, I'll kill them all. That's what you're watching and seeing right before you. Why are we complacent? Why would America be coasted, crying about gas prices? Crying about gas. What? Stop drinking coffee if you don't want to pay gas. Stop going to Starbucks because that one glass of coffee that costs $5.80 is the increase in your gas prices. Now you want your white mocha, you want your frappuccino, you want that grande, you want that tall, but you don't want to give up nothing else. Thank you, Mama. It's very nice of you. That's perfect. All right, now we in game here. We on now. That's my sister. Come on, every sister need a big brother. That's right, big brother. Protect your behind. God loves the nation of Israel. He chose it thousands of years before we ever came into existence as a nation. Thousands of years. The nation of Israel has had more nations to attack it than America has ever seen. And it survived. You know why? Because God chose it. And the church is supposed to pray for the nation of Israel. I've had a chance to visit it twice. It's a little turmoil over there, but I'm glad I had that chance. And I'm glad as a young minister that I had the chance to visit the nation and to experience the smell. I had a chance to visit coffee shops, and I sat down with a man named Saul while I was there. And so when I paid for my coffee, I told him to keep the change, and he rebuked me. "What's wrong with you Americans?" I said, "Sir? Sir? What's your name?" "Saul." I said, "All right, okay, I understand now. I understand your name's Saul." He said, if I had all of the pennies you throw away, you don't respect the penny. That's what he said to me. You don't respect the penny. You throw it away. You don't budget. You don't save. He was telling the truth. And I sat my behind down and I let him instruct me. And he was really, he was real harsh with it. "You don't respect money. You don't respect anything." He was talking to me like that. And I sat down. I said, "You're right. So give me my pennies back." Give me my pennies. And I started putting pennies in jars. That's one of the ways we're paying for Megan's college. Is with the pennies we were throwing away. It's got to make sense. It's got to make sense. You have enough pennies thrown away to send your kid to college. And that's the man that shifted me. And I looked and saw how God worked with it. When I went to Zion, to go into Zion, they have what they call all of the kings of Israel are buried on Zion. But I was looking for a huge mountain, but it's like a hill. It's called Mount Zion. But David is revered now. To go into the tomb of David, you must cover your head and bow. Today. And it's probably one of the most surreal moments of my visit. Because his name is called out now. The Bible says, "I will make your name great." Even way after the man's bones are waxed white, Israel still honors King David. And so you bow your head as you go by his tomb. Thank you, Lord. It's revered to this day. I got teary-eyed. And what Jesus taught, the Beatitudes, is near the Sea of Galilee, coming out of Capernaum. And I'm sitting there on a rock, and I could see him teaching. I could see it. And I looked up, and the way the sun was shining, a light was like coming from Capernaum, shining on the sea. And in my vision, I could see him walking there for the first time, walking around the Sea of Galilee to his headquarters called Capernaum. And I couldn't stop. I saw it. I thank God that he put me in the word because it started coming alive. And then they took us to the upper room. And while in the upper room, I went in the corner by myself and the Spirit of God came on me. And I felt the Holy Spirit. And it was amazing. And then they took us to Masada in the desert. It's a rock in a weary land. Out of all of this desert, right, here's this huge rock. It's huge. It's a huge mountain, but it's just a rock. And you have to take a cable in a cart all the way up there. You can't climb it. And so they take you up there. When you get on the top of it, you still realize the scriptures of Jesus, "I'm a rock in the weary land." I believe David looked at that rock and said, "When my heart is overwhelmed, take me to the rock that's higher than I am." And adjacent to that is the sea, the Dead Sea, where nothing grows. It's like salt. And when you get in it, you can't drown. You're buoyant, like from your waist, and your feet are hitting nothing. And you're buoyant from your waist, you can't drown. And people were going there, putting their skin conditions in it. And Ezekiel said, I saw water coming from the throne. And as the water was coming from the throne, it began to move out. And everything that was along the river as it moved to the Dead Sea was healed. And this water that was coming from the throne actually gave life to the Dead Sea. And I saw it. The scripture were coming alive to me. I could see it. That he made covenant with this nation. Glory to God. And then we're riding along and they stopped and water was coming out of this place called Thyatira. Tyrus. And it got out and water was coming out of the ground and it was warm and I put my hands in it. Like I was young like that, but I was, first time I went to a movie theater, I was a grown man. I'm maybe 19 or whatever. The church we were in didn't allow us to go to movies. So Nick and I, we got in my car and we went down to Fort Pierce to sneak to the movies. We went out on the beach, and we went out on the beach, you know, he was always like talking to girls. So he was out in the water, and they all gathered around. I said, Nick, it's time to come home, man. He said, hold up, fella. He had a cast on. He had it somehow or another out the water. Anyway, we went to the movie. We snuck to the movies. And we were in there, right? Because when I see something I've never seen before, I was vocal. So when I went in the movies, we was watching Firefox or something. And the way it was, the special effects, we were making sound. Oh, whoa! I was loud like that. Everybody's like, shh, I didn't know. Anyway, we get back to my car and we lock the keys in it. And I grabbed my head. I said, God is punishing us, man. He said, shut up. All we need is a hanger. I said, what? And he found a hanger from somewhere. And he popped the lock. And my heart was at ease. I thought I had to go and repent. All of these things come back to you when God starts giving you revelation. That he was watching over me in my innocence, giving direction to my steps, and he took me to Israel. He took me to Masada, to the Dead Sea. How do I come from that naivete? And now I'm standing on Sinai. Only God can do that, right? That he loves a nation. He loved this nation so much that he took them out of Egypt on eagle's wings, brought them into their own land under the direction of Joshua, knocked out those kingdoms, and they're still there today. Even when Nebuchadnezzar came in and took all of them away, he told Nehemiah, if you disobey me, I will scatter you to the wind. But if you repent, the same grains of sand that I scattered to the wind, I'll call for those same grains and replant you in your land. And in the 40s, it happened again. Many of you were born in the 40s. The United Nations and other nations pulled Israel and reestablished it. And called for the Jews to come home, which is the fulfillment of Bible prophets. You know why? Because of this covenant right here. And if you ever doubt covenant, look at the nation. That's what he wants you to see. If you ever doubt if he's going to bring you out, you're supposed to look over your shoulder, over the Atlantic Ocean, and see right to the east of the Mediterranean Sea, coming into Tel Aviv, is a plot of land that no nation can take. He even raised up America to protect it. Barack Obama, Hussein Obama, created the Iron Dome. It is a technology that if they shoot bombs up in there, they burst in air, it can't land in the city. That's what the Ukraine wants right now, the Iron Dome. Who set it up? America did. America, America. God shed his grace on thee. You found your good in brotherhood with peace and harmony.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth at truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Mosaic Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-2711. That's reference number 2203-2711.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today.
Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Heart Intertwined Session on Saturday, August 20th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided. Helps Community Initiatives, in collaboration with the Chappie James Chapter of Tuskegee Airmen and the 99th Squadron, will host a drone exhibition on Saturday, August 20th at Fred Lee Park in Palm Bay. Beginning at 8 a.m., youths ages 7 through 17 will engage in activities that will include an orientation to drone flying, airspace factors, and drone flight competition. Log on to truthrevealed.org or check out the mobile app to register your children today. Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.